Hello, wrestling fans. This is Discuss TNA Impact Wrestling. I am Jason, here like always with the Horror King Gary, the number one weekly TNA podcast in the goddamn universe, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. We got some news, we got the review, and I got an epic rant coming. I'm going to get to that very quickly, but we got to start off with former tag team champion, one half of LAX, Santana, is rumored to be returning to TNA. How great is that, Gary?
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought he was going to come back just because I once he was there, it felt like they didn't have anything worthy for him to do. So he'll be a much welcomed presence on the roster because we kind of need that upper tier heavyweight, or you know, like the near heavyweight.
Yeah, no, he could pop in. I think he could definitely be a main eventer. I mean, talk about his history and stuff. Also, yeah, our boy Robles had a great idea. I totally didn't even think about it. I was just thinking about Ortiz the whole time. I'm like, you know, he can't go back without Ortiz. And he was like, what about Hernandez? I'm like, oh shit, I totally forgot about Hernandez. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know where Hernandez is right now, but they could do that, I guess. I don't know if they wanted to.
Well, I see Santana. Someone had mentioned to him on an interview about returning to TNA, and he's like all stoked. And he said they mentioned Ortiz, and he was like, nah. So I don't know if.
Yeah, no, I read a lot about them. It seems like they're definitely done as friends or whatever. Some shit happened, and you all can read into that. It sounds confusing. I don't know. More news. Yeah. Impact finally got more ratings, and they're not good. 74,000 viewers, 0.2 demo rating. 411 mentioned for comparison. A year ago, they had 104,000 viewers, but also a 0.02 demo rating, which is kind of odd. So good job staying the same with the demo, I guess, and shitty job with the viewers. I don't know who to blame. Who do you blame? Do you blame Anthem? Do you blame Scott? Do you blame everyone? No one?
Well, I mean, you could kind of blame some of it this year. Maybe people anticipating March Madness a little more. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that's why. But I do think that the step back that month away from the Axis. Yeah. But nothing but repeats
December,
of stuff.
Right? Yeah, December. December. To me, it made no sense to us. Like, why would you go off the air basically for a month before a goddamn reboot?
And I mean, other than out of curiosity, they really didn't have any momentum going into those early shows. Oh, the first year.
Gosh, that was my, we talked about that for a long time. Like, they had nothing. There was no reason for like how would even people even know that TNA was coming? But okay, let me get to this rant quick before we get the review, which we're always going to do. Also, this is April Fool's Day, but this is not a joke. None of this is a joke. So let me just get ready here.
Turn my headphones up.
Turn my headphones up and...
Nothing will stop.
Okay. I used to be kind of friendly with this dude named Gerard from Bodyslam.net. He was part of my wrestling group called Just Another Pro Wrestling Group. Myself and Robles created it. A bunch of others run it. Gary, I think, is a moderator. Not the point, though. I honestly don't remember why, other than he was just a shady dude who we kind of all used to talk about. Like, you know, me, you, yeah. BJ, Gary, Gary, Larry. Like, you know, what's this dude's deal? So, they're just super shady. We ended up throwing him out. So it turns out I'm fucking around on Twitter today, and I see him talking to Garrett Kidney, literally my only standing remaining enemy after we took out Trent and Kyle and seemingly Scott and whatever. So I find out he's talking to Garrett, like, let me take care of this for you. In terms of, it looks like he's helping the TNA Twitter out. And this dude works for a website, supposedly. I mean, I don't even know if he's a real person. I've never seen his face or anything. So he works for Bodyslam.net. Look at his Twitter. Everything is about TNA and, you know, just, like, disliking everything else. But also, this is the dude that would pop in and, like, literally tell me things as a website person and a podcaster, what I should be talking about, what I shouldn't be talking about. But again, it all, like everyone else, it turns out he's a fucking Garrett Kidney clone or wannabe or someone that's just a mark for a fucking guy who does social media, which is insane. He also retweets a website called Voices of Wrestling. This goes back years. Trevor Dane. He was the, one of the biggest haters. I got in shit with him. He was part of the whole fucking thing with everyone trying to fuck our podcast and my old website. Six Pac. Dude from... I'm sure they're both on Impact Asylum, but different names. I don't pay attention. You know what I mean, right? Six Pac?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him. I've had a few run-ins with him.
Now, Six Pac. Six Pac is friendly and talks all the time with Garrett Kidney. Now, if anyone can answer why that would be a thing, one of the fucking biggest haters in the world, Garrett Kidney's also friends with Trevor Dane. Now, these are the only people I fucking don't like in life, okay? These are the only people that ever fucked with me. Them and TNI, the Total Nonstop Impact, who also were retweeting Voices of Wrestling. Now, for any of you who don't know it, Voices of Wrestling is a website owned by a man named Joe Lanza, who was canceled a few years ago for being openly fucking racist. Racist as fuck. Google it. Joe Lanza, Voices of Wrestling, racism. But it's just been a few years, and it's a little tiny thing called racism, so everyone in this disgusting wrestling business is totally cool with it. Nobody, you know, you don't get uncancelled. Well, actually, yeah, he did get uncancelled because, you know, he was just racist in a fucking racist, sexist business. I don't really have a point here other than, holy shit, I found another piece of shit who is also friendly with Voices of Wrestling that doesn't like me and has been fucking with me. What the hell? Now I have a question. Where are the non-white fans at? Are there any of you out there watching TNA or anything that you got these fucking racist motherfuckers working with them in so many different ways? And again, if you don't know, Garrett Kidney, whenever he leaves TNA, he goes back to write for Voices of Wrestling. And a few years back, he bashed the fuck out of the TNA on Axis debut, which God knows, you know, what kind of a writer like that on a website like that that actually gets respect and works with TNA. Bashed the fuck out of them. Okay, but whatever. While I'm angry, I gotta spend a few seconds on AEW. Now, picture a world where Dixie Carter gave $10 million to a female wrestler, and then ratings went down the next week or two to the lowest in 3 years, when the company's only been around 4 fucking years. Tickets have been shit. Everyone can see pictures of terrible attendance, which was super funny to fans when it happened to TNA, but now people like Dave Meltzer spend every second of every day defending it. Totally fucking biased. It's like everyone's come out of the fucking closet holding their sign up saying, yep, look at me, I'm biased as fuck. Like most fans who are listening to this, who will bash Vince and Tony for everything, but you all shut the fuck up about Scott. Nobody is podcasting. Nobody said a word about this fucking guy who got fired. How many months ago has it been now? He hasn't said a word since. The reason I told everyone he got fired, Giselle is now also gone from the company. Nobody says a fucking word, though, because it's your Tony Khan. It's your Vince for the TNA people. And now we're in this incredibly sexist and racist world of pro wrestling where spoiled rich kids can spend a zillion fucking dollars, come back with absolutely dick. He's a hobby. AEW is a hobby. And like Gary said before we recorded, it'll go out of business once his fucking father notices how much money he's losing. One more second, Gary, then you can go. They're still pushing that piece of shit video game nobody cares about because they have to. Go back and read how important that video game was for them. They needed to make, like, insane money for it, and they lost. It's a terrible game. Nobody fucking talks about it. Nobody plays it. They lost insane money they'll never get back. It's amateur fucking wrestling or wrestling without stories. You could find those matches on YouTube. They put on great matches. That's all they do. It's for fucking nerds. It's wrestling for fucking nerds, and they're destroying fucking wrestling, and it's pushing people to WWE, and it's even hurting people like TNA, who for some reason would rather be like AEW than WWE, and I'm done. Go ahead, Gary.
Nice rant, Jay. I remember being one of the negative people about AEW from the get-go. I told people when they were signing people left and right so early on that when they were doing that, I go, that is not how you do business. You know, you don't steal every talent that comes free. You kind of let some, you know, you kind of pick and choose who you want the most, and then you kind of keep a, you know, constrained budget. But getting my, what I was going to say is, like, what makes me laugh is you see these venues where AEW has like all these seats and they're empty.
It's amazing. But
when TNA did it, people say, oh no, that's going on during the show because
oh, you know, yeah, totally.
They're,
Yeah, it was the total opposite response. People are now pointing out when the, you know, like, people are now arguing over, oh, no, it's taken before the show, whatever. And, like, it used to be the exact, like you said, it was the exact opposite. It didn't matter what fucking time during the show. Everyone would be laughing at TNA. It didn't matter. But now, guess what? It's the other way around. And these pussy fans who can dish it can't take it. And there is nothing I hate in life more than people who can dish it but not take it, which is pretty much everyone that I don't get along with, like that podcast who could have just responded like fucking men and did a podcast about me instead of sending their wife to apologize to them because they're a bunch of gutless fucking cowards, except that fat-ass J-Bone who's definitely not gutless. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, at the rate AEW is right now, they're not successful on the road. I don't know why they don't just stay put in Daly's place.
Then they're fucked forever. They have to make money. Like, how are they paying all these wrestlers?
I mean, they can still charge. You can still charge. It's just, you know,
I get what you're saying, but, like, isn't that kind of like giving up already? Like, they don't do
house. Well, I don't
they
know.
Don't
I
even
just feel like.
You know, they don't do house shows. They don't even. There's no plan to do house shows.
No, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know them. Well, that maybe that's why they don't do Daly's place.
Like, Jesus, like they can't even do. Like, people talk about WWE. WWE has shows almost every fucking day of the week. Look up WWEevents.com or whatever it is. It's totally ridiculous. They're not in the same business. They're not in the same business. No. It's a different business. No one's in the WWE business. It's a touring daily fucking business. This is a weekly show that, what, they take three shows at once now? Is that what they're doing? Or two? Rampage is gone. Rampage is a fucking joke.
What's laughable is Tony thinks he's closing the gap, but it couldn't be further from the truth. If anything, WWE is just like a locomotive that's like no stop to it. And it's like they keep getting more big money deals after big money deals.
Yeah, and it's not like who are they signing? Nobody really. Like, okay, The Rock came back and I think they got The Rock at a perfect time because he fucked up DC really bad and he thought he was taking over DC and he just epically fails with that movie.
Yeah, good point. Because
I think he probably made a call like, yo, Trips, let's talk. They sat down in a room for literally 30 seconds and said, hey, remember when wrestling was cool and we used to do that shit? Let's go back to doing that shit. I really think that's the conversation they had.
And if you notice, early on when Rock was doing all these movies and stuff, the movies were like killer at the box office. And you could say, what was it, the one where he was on the tugboat kind of thing? That one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
One,
yeah. Yeah.
Bombed a big
so has Cena, actually. So has Cena, actually. They got Maybe not the best job of picking movies. The Rock, as good as he is in wrestling, like you said, he was the top goddamn action star in the world, and now he had to crawl back to Vin Diesel to get back in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, very
much.
Like,
he needs that shit. And sorry, speaking of movies, before I forget, there's a movie about James Storm that I found. I don't know how the hell I found it. It was on Freevee. You probably know, Freevee as the movie guy.
Oh yeah, Freevee. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a bunch of friggin' crazy amount of movies on that Freevee.
I said I'm surprised it's even on there though, being Freevee, because it's like, you know, anyone can access it if it's kind of out there. I mean, I would hate for my little 4 or 5 year old to just, this looks pretty cool, you know, and just like click on it.
Yeah, it's very odd how it's like, I don't want to say pornish, but like, I feel like there's a lot of like softcore porn. I don't know, it's a weird move. Okay, Hotel Underground. A retired world champion fighter is lured to a secret location in an effort to rescue his abducted wife. Now, this says, actually, maybe it's wrong. It says 8.7 out of 10 on IMDb. I don't know how that's possible. This is so bad. But I would say check it out. I mean, if you like James Storm, he's in it for what feels like a third of the movie, maybe a fourth of the movie. Like, he's just barely there. It's really about, like, the bad people in the movie who, again, it's a secret underground wrestling organization that's got, like, these super crazy hot porn girls. And they're, like, licking blood off of the faces at, like, the people they're killing and all. I don't know. I think Gary might like that kind of thing.
I don't know. It sounds a little out there. But I know what you mean, because recently I reviewed a movie, Poltergeist Diaries, and Eric Roberts had a, like, very small cameo in that. and he's on the
cover. A lot of things, that dude.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be all in it, you know, like for at least a good half hour.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, so they just using James Storm as a way to get me to watch, and it worked.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a ploy to any genre fan or anybody that's kind of on the fence about genre films just to get to watch it. So
yeah, that's pretty good. Didn't even think about that. Son of a bitch. They tricked me into watching it just because James Storm was on there.
It's all a right, new well. Trend that's kind of...
right now, I'm angry that I got tricked into watching. maybe there are some crazy hot girls in that movie, so maybe just check it out for that. Also, the oddness of it, but whatever. So Dynamite, which I kind of mentioned there, they sunk to a 3-year low in ratings, which, holy shit, that's crazy. But I don't know. I just wanted to make sure I got the year right, because we've talked too much about anything other than TNA right now. So Santana, we're excited about. The problem is there's not much news, and I think you mentioned this the other day, like how WWE and even AEW, they have fucking news every day, no matter what's going on. Like, a big day for TNA news is, hey, we got ratings finally. You know what I mean?
Well, you mentioned that. I don't know if you mentioned that on the podcast last week or just us in discussion on Messenger, but you were like, you had somebody complain about, well, you're talking about WWE, like, in here, and this is a TNA group, and it's like, you know, what are you going to do? There's not anything you can come up with. You can't just make news up for TNA just, you know, because I don't know. It is what it is. I think that's part of the problem. I think that's the big part of the problem.
It's also just numbers, no?
What's that?
Isn't it just numbers? I mean, if there's 90,000 people in the United States watching, or whatever, say 150 with, you know, say people watching illegally, maybe watching on YouTube, whatever. So say 150 to be nice. Watching TNA. The latest episode of Dynamite was 747,000. They were getting 1 million. That's probably never going to happen again. You know, they're probably just going to get down to like drop to 500 eventually. Rampage, I don't know what the fuck they get. But I mean, just going by the numbers. And what is SmackDown doing? Over 2 million? 3 million or something like that? I mean, look at the numbers. That's like 3... or 4, or compared to like TNA, like 10 times more people are watching that show. So, of course, they're going to talk about it more. Or more people are going to talk about it.
They said at one point on Spike, there was, I don't know if it was when Hogan was there, but they had said at one point TNA had gotten almost 2 million viewers on Spike.
Think that make me sad.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they could have done that on Spike, can you imagine what it would have been like if they could have had it on TNT or TBS?
WWE. Thanks for that. Speaking of Spike, Rob Van Dam mentioned today that Eric Bischoff wanted him to squash AJ Styles and win the TNA world title. So,
man. I think that was very telling what Eric Bischoff thought of the X Division. I don't think he... I honestly don't think he... only downfall with Eric is
we're kind of Bischoff guys, so that hurts.
Yeah, we are. And, like, it hurts me to say it, but I can tell he did not. Like, if you notice, like, when he came in, like, even a lot of the X Division stars were, like, towards the back in the ring when they'd have, like, the group, you know, like, the roster meetings. And you could tell on AJ's face he was pissed the direction the company was going. And, I mean... anytime you get a chance, go back and check when anytime Eric Bischoff's in the ring and he's talking. I even caught AJ a couple of times rolling his eyes. It's insane. He looked pissed. He looked like he wanted to go off, but AJ being the, you know, professional that he is, you know.
Again, it made me think, has there ever been someone who's not an idiot running this company?
Right. I don't know. It's insane. Like, I think he's
getting screwed by so many people. The Russo shit where he emailed the fucking wrong
person. Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Well, I think
Jarrett was getting drunk. How about Jarrett returning, getting drunk, and fucking with the Hardys?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think it was the time when they were pushing Hardy through the stratosphere. And I don't think he wanted to step away, you know, because I mean, Jeff's a great talent. He's popular. But, I mean, he can't do the things that, you know, AJ's done and, you know, his lineage with the company. He should have deserved better treatment. And I totally get why he walked. So
I guess to be fair to Scott, I'm realizing now, he never did anything, like, insanely stupid like I guess those others did. I think he just kind of lost his whatever. I think he got, you know, what the hell's the word I can't think of? He got too comfortable, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember,
like, how interesting, like, again, we say this every fucking time, but, like, you can go back a year and a half, listen to our podcasts. They got boring, I thought, because we would always be like, this was good, this was great, this was great, this was great. So it's not like I don't have, you know what I mean? I have nothing, I can separate the fact that, you know, I thought he was really good once, and then he...
I will say when Scott, after Scott's left, I've noticed a bit of progress in terms of the enjoyment of the show a little bit. Since
I think you mentioned lack of stupid bullshit.
Yeah, like we noticed Swinger stuff's gone, not, you know, Dreamer spottings or anything like that. And I think those little things have improved the show tremendously so far, but they need to get it to another level. They're going to have to come up with some kind of big storyline, like an Aces and Eights or something, you know, somebody invading the company.
Totally agree. They need something huge. I mean, it could be something with the system. You know, maybe like one more huge thing with something happens huge with the system, with a big return or debut at, what's his name? Rebellion?
Well, and anymore, we've gotten to kind of walk away from our partnerships, too, other than with New Japan, because it's like, where are the AAA guys? You don't see them anymore.
No, you're forgetting one, who I think it was on the show, unless I'm wrong, Laredo Kid.
Laredo.
But they gave, like, fucking 8 minutes of time, story time, too, and I was like, is this really happening? I've been waiting years for this.
Well, I mean, what makes me a little bit, like...
Yeah, I agree about the other ones. Yeah. Where are the other guys? You know, Laredo Kid. Remember that fucking...
We had a little bit of death.
Where did Taurus go? And it's literally just Laredo Kid, right?
Yeah, really. It's basically a solo act represent.
What was it, January, when they had the president of AAA in the ring saying, like, we have a better relationship or whatever the fuck that was? I don't know what...
Yeah, like a proclamation of talent exchange or whatever. Like, they kind of felt like it was going to be TNA, AAA, like, promotion, you know, bringing in
I remember saying, I feel like this is bullshit, and, like, this is an apology for something that
happened. Starting to see it.
Looking back, it's what it looks like. But whatever. Exactly. I mean, I love Laredo Kid, and this is the most they've probably ever done with this character in one show, so I really like that. And, hated everything about the knockout stuff. I mean, I cannot believe the knockouts are in this situation. How many people even know who Steph Wander is?
Yeah, this was definitely... I like the theme of the match, but what I don't like is, like, there's really no must-see here going on.
Yeah, also too quick. Maybe do this in 2 weeks. Maybe do, like, the 8... Fart first, you know what I mean? To get down to 4 and then do the next 4 next week.
Well, they had Steph DeLander kind of on the radar a while back, and like I don't know if that was a Scott issue. He didn't like her, which I kind of agree. They probably could do better, but they shouldn't have pushed her so hard back then and then not sign her just to bring her back. And I don't know if they've had
just very, it seems incredibly random.
Lack of female talent.
And you have to know, like, that she's with what the hell's his name? We both don't like him. Cardona. Yeah. Like, you have to know her and Cardona, which, like, you kind of have to be an indie fan to understand this stuff, which I hate when they do. I just hate.
Didn't even know they were
Thank you. Yeah. They're not actually. I mean, he's married to, you know, your
But I mean, In the wrestling world, in other words.
So, like, you have to know in the wrestling world that these two wrestle all the time. They're like they're an intergender tag team. Like, that's their thing. And I don't think you just said you don't even know that. So, like, why is Cardona helping this girl, or was he just? Is he trying to get revenge on Jordan because they did feud over the digital media title?
I don't know. All I know is I don't want somebody on the show that's wrestles for Impact or TNA, and then he tries to say GCW is the third highest wrestling than the United States.
Oh, you didn't go the way I thought you were going. How about the fact that he showed up on fucking AEW, like, what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did do that too, didn't he? Was it a day later?
Was it two days later?
Yeah, then I saw somebody in the comments like, you can have him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, he can shock you. I mean, he must be friends with Edge because they gave him like a 20-minute fucking match with Edge where he got like it was like a 50-50. That's why I hate things about AEW.
Somebody said welcome to 2011 with this matchup or whatever. Yeah. Being done like 12 years ago.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it was probably done even before that, but whatever. Not here to just. I do think, like I said before, you know, yes, we're going to bash AEW. We're TNA fans. Everyone's biased, I think. It just is what it is. People don't like saying the word biased, but whatever. Like, if you watch one thing, you don't watch another thing, of course you're going to be biased. I just think we're kind of like more open about it.
I think the first time I watched AEW was that first show, the All In thing. I was pretty impressed with that.
I watched
for a few months. TV was pretty good. I watched one of their pay-per-views and I thought it possibly could have been a pay-per-view of the year because I loved all the blood and wrestling hasn't really done that blood thing too much. And I just thought it was a really good pay-per-view. But then, I don't know, then I started hearing them buying up everybody that was, they call a WWE reject. I think that's kind of a mean term, but they were buying up everyone that was free from there, and it's kind of slowly been their downfall.
Yeah, I mean, how about the fact that, I just totally forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. Well,